When you use our kitchen sink, you might notice this little contraption attached to the faucet. It's one of those sophisticated water filters. Before the water arrives in your glass or your container, it passes through that filter. I don't like surprises in my H2O, you know? I don't know about you, but I don't. I was amazed the first time we took that filter off to clean it. Oh, it needed lots of cleaning. It had screened out of our drinking water this layer of dirty stuff. I didn't even want to think about that stuff going into my body. Let's hear it for the filter. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about drinking dirt. That's actually what a lot of people are doing, drinking dirt. Oh, mentally, that is. Just letting a lot of things that are spiritually and morally impure pour right into their soul. Unfiltered input, like drinking dirt. And if you belong to Jesus Christ, the dirt is rushing into what the Bible describes as the, quote, temple of the Holy Spirit. God literally lives in you through his Holy Spirit. That's Holy Spirit. Dirty stuff should never defile his temple. In fact, our word for today from the Word of God tells us that God clearly commands us to filter what's coming in. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." See, a lot of times we either don't have a spiritual filter for what we see and hear, or we have a pretty wide screen on that filter, one porous enough to let in a lot that has no place in a heart or mind that's owned by Jesus and inhabited by the Holy Spirit of God. Sometimes it takes a child to show us sophisticated adults how we should be living. There was a time when the teacher was a 5-year-old in our family, our grandson. Yeah, he was watching a whole new crop of kids' shows. You know, the old days of Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Rogers are gone, and yes, Big Bird, well, he's still flying around Sesame Street, I guess. But then we started learning about Dora the Explorer and Bob the Builder, a tomato named Bob, a cucumber named Larry. Well, anyway, that was going on when our 5-year-old grandson had a few favorites he liked to watch. There was one he watched almost every day, but he walked over to the television one day and did something he didn't do with this program that he likes a lot. He turned it off in the middle of the show. The story was starting to involve some ghost and witch stuff. When Daddy asked our grandson why he had turned off one of his favorites, he just said, "It was a bad one, Daddy." You know the radar of a 5-year-old boy in whom Jesus lives? He knew that no matter how much he liked the show, no matter how many shows they have when there's nothing bad, when it is bad, it isn't for him. That's a model for Jesus followers of any age. But all too often we watch portrayed or we read about or we listen to something that is part of the sin that Jesus had to die for. The Bible says he carried our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sins. So what business do we have letting in things that portray premarital sex or adultery or occult practices that the Bible calls an abomination, or that portrays violence or disrespect for God and his son? You can't turn on the TV or video, go to a website, and then turn off being a temple of the Holy Spirit. We're most likely to let in the garbage when it's wrapped in a package that's funny or entertaining or brilliant or clever or popular. Satan's no dummy. He comes in under the radar like a stealth bomber when your guard is down. It's not to be taken lightly when God gives a command that says above all else, and he does in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Guard your heart as a spiritual reservoir from which you drink all day long. If it's a bad one, you got to turn it off if you're serious about really being his man or woman. If you don't want to let dirt into the Holy Spirit's house, filter what you let come in. You wouldn't unknowingly let your mouth drink dirt. Well then, don't let your soul do it.
Thanks, Ron. The brand new issue of Rescue Magazine is now available, and we would love to send you your free copy of this beautiful magazine, rich with insights, articles, and encouragement for you as you seek to be bold in your faith and represent Jesus where you live. This magazine is yours free when you request it at our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.